Krishna. Today we started to speak a little about Srila Prabhupada.
Vorbi astăzi puțin despre Srila Prabhupada.
Well, yesterday, many of you were with the program we had downtown.
Mulți dintre dumneavoastră ați fost ieri la programul care l-am avut în oraș.
And as much as possible, we tried to talk about Srila Prabhupada to our guests.
Cât de mult posibil, am încercat să vorbim despre Srila Prabhupada la musafirii noștri.
Because it was the 50th anniversary of Prabhupada's arrival in Boston.
Pentru că au fost exact 50 de ani de când Srila Prabhupada a ajuns în Boston.
And according to my calendar, today was the arrival of Srila Prabhupada in Butler, Pennsylvania.
Și conform cu calendarul pe care l-am, astăzi este ajungerea și ziua care Srila Prabhupada ajunge în Butler, Pennsylvania.
So Prabhupada got out in Boston.
Srila Prabhupada a coborât la Boston.
Along with the captain, and he got a glimpse of an American city.
El a coborât la Boston împreună cu capitanul și a văzut un oraș american.
Although Boston is especially at that time was a little different than what it is today, certainly different than New York.
Boston în acea vreme era diferit față de cum este astăzi, cu siguranță mai diferit decât New York.
It's a university town.
Este un oraș universitar.
And anyway, it's no comparison to New York.
Nu se compară cu New York.
And while Srila Prabhupada wasn't a stranger to cities because he spent most of his life in cities.
Srila Prabhupada nu era străin cu orașele pentru că și-a petrecut o mare parte din viața sa în orașe.
But Prabhupada got a good perspective of the wealth that was there in America.
Srila Prabhupada a avut o viziune asupra bogăției care exista în America.
And then they continued on.
Și apoi ei au continuat.
The ship continued to New York, which was just a short way away.
Vaporul a continuat spre New York, care nu era la mare distanță.
And Srila Prabhupada's sponsor to America was the son of a Mr. Agarwal, who he had met in a program in Mathura.
Și sponsorul călătoriei lui Srila Prabhupada în Statele Unite a fost un domn Agarwal, a cărui tată Srila Prabhupada l-a întâlnit la un program în Mathura.
Prabhupada had this constant vision and drive that he had to go to the West.
Srila Prabhupada a avut în mod constant această viziune că trebuie să ajungă în Occident.
At one point he was going to go east to Japan.
La un moment dat a avut să meargă spre est, spre Japonia.
And there was some kind of cultural exchange program for which Prabhupada had actually written a book.
A fost un program de schimbă culturală pentru care Srila Prabhupada a scris chiar și o carte.
And what's that book called? I forget what it's called. It's a book that Tamal Krishna Maharaj, it's from Srimad Bhagavatam, it's the 10th canto about the different scenes of autumn.
Este din canto 10, diferitele scene ale
Light of the Bhagavad, that's right. That's right. It's called the Light of the Bhagavad.
Cartea se numește Lumina lui Bhagavad.
And Prabhupada had gotten artists, or at least was going to have artists, to depict the different verses of this chapter of Bhagavatam.
Srila Prabhupada arătase că anumiți artiști să deseneze scene care reprezintă diferite versuri din acest capitol din Srila Prabhupada.
But because the neither Japanese nor Indian government would cover his travel expenses, so he didn't go.
Dar pentru că nici guvernul japonez, nici cel indian nu au putut să acopere cheltuielile din călătorie, el nu s-a dus.
That book ultimately was published by Tamal Krishna Maharaj.
Acea carte a fost publicată mai târziu de către Tamal Krishna Maharaj.
Chinese artists.
Cu artiști chinezi.
Very beautiful book.
O carte foarte, foarte frumoasă.
And with Chinese art.
Cu artă chinezească. Very
beautiful traditional Chinese art.
Cu foarte frumoasă artă tradițională chineză.
So it did become the traditional exchange that Prabhupada was speaking about cultural exchange. Indian philosophy depicted in Chinese pictures. But then Prabhupada just continued to look for a way west. And he would constantly ask people whether they could help him. And either with a sponsor or some means of getting there. Of course, he got Sumati Muraraji to give him a ship ticket. Although she was very reluctant, because she was concerned about Prabhupada's health. He was elderly, and besides, he had nothing, so he was just going on his own. Anyway, somehow by Krishna's arrangement, when Prabhupada was doing this a program in Mathura,
prin aranjamentul lui Krishna, când Prabhupada a ținut acest program în Mathura,
he mentioned the same thing that he told everyone to this Mr. Agarwal.
El a menționat același lucru care spunea tuturor acestui domn Agarwal.
And this Mr. Agarwal said, "Well, I have a son in America, and I'll get him to sponsor you." And give me your information. So Prabhupada did.
Prabhupada a făcut aceasta.
And I'm just thinking how that actually worked, because I don't believe Prabhupada had a passport at that time. He just got his passport at a later time. In any case, unexpectedly, Prabhupada just received this sponsorship letter. And with a sponsor, the Indian government would let him leave, and the American government would give him a visa. Things were quite strict at that time in India to come and go. So this sponsor, he worked, I think he was an engineer who worked for the Jeep company.
Acest sponsor era inginer, lucra pentru fabrica, firma, compania Jeep.
And that's the manufacturer Jeeps in Butler, Pennsylvania.
Și ei produc aceste Jeep-uri în Butler, Pennsylvania.
And so when Srila Prabhupada arrived in New York, that Mr. Agarwal, he had sent some tourist from some tourist company, someone to receive Prabhupada.
Când Srila Prabhupada a ajuns la New York, cineva de la o firmă, o companie de turism, l-a așteptat pe Srila Prabhupada.
So Srila Prabhupada said that when he got off the boat and he finally said goodbye to Mr. and Mrs. Pandya, who were the captain and his wife.
Și când el a coborât de pe vapor, i-a spus și-a luat rămas bun de la domnul și doamna Pandya, care erau capitanul și soția sa.
And before he did, he sold them three of his books.
Și înainte de a pleca, le-a vândut trei cărți.
For $20. So that was all the money Prabhupada had.
He didn't
have any money. Good. And so Srila Prabhupada said that when he got off the ship, he didn't know where to go. He didn't know to turn left or to turn right. So it's quite a long journey.
A fost o călătorie foarte lungă.
I don't mean from India.
Nu mă refer că din India.
I mean from the spiritual world.
Mă refer că din lumea spirituală.
But to come all the way from the spiritual world for a mission, and when you get there, you don't even know whether to turn left or right.
Și ajungi așa de departe și când ajungi acolo, nu știu dacă să iei dreapta sau stânga.
And that person who was going to receive them was a little late, so Prabhupada was just there.
Acea persoană care trebuia să primească a întârziat și Prabhupada stătea și aștepta.
And finally they put that whoever was receiving him put Srila Prabhupada on the bus, and he went by bus, Greyhound bus, to Butler.
Și apoi cel care l-a așteptat l-a pus pe un autobus.
And that was Prabhupada's first experience with New York. Which was a little different than Boston. And so Prabhupada stayed there for 2 months in Butler.
Prabhupada a stat acolo timp de 2 luni in Butler.
And of course, well, you can read about that if you read about Prabhupada's diary.
Yeah, puteți să citiți despre acestea în jurnalul lui Srila Prabhupada.
Nothing particularly significant happened there.
Nimic în mod particular semnificativ s-a întâmplat acolo.
Of course, everything Prabhupada did was significant, but in terms of fulfilling his mission, nothing really happened.
Tot ceea ce făcea Prabhupada era important, dar în ceea ce privește lucrurile legate de îndeplinirea misiunii sale, nu a avut loc nimic important.
In 1978, I went with Satsuru Maharaj to Butler, Pennsylvania.
În 1978, m-am dus cu Satsuru Maharaj în Butler, Pennsylvania.
At that time, he was getting the information for writing Prabhupada Lilamrita.
În acea perioadă, Maharaj culegea informația pentru a scrie cartea.
Actually, volume 2 of Prabhupada Lilamrita had came out before volume 1.
De fapt, volumul 2 din Prabhupada Lilamrita a apărut înainte de volumul 3.
And he'd already been there once, and he'd already met with the Agarwals. And we went to their place again, but they weren't there. And then we went to interview the newspaper reporter who did this interview about Srila Prabhupada.
Și apoi ne-am dus să vorbim cu reporterul de ziar care a făcut acest interviu cu Srila Prabhupada.
Butler Eagle and Prabhupada is standing. And talks about how Srila Prabhupada won't let any women cook for him. He cooks his own food. Interestingly enough, that it's a long time back, it's almost 40 years ago. But that newspaper reporter was not very favorable. But he was critical. But anyway, even at that time, it was just a small little town. I went to see the YMCA, where Srila Prabhupada stayed. I think his room also. So Prabhupada could have technically gone back after that. He had a 2-month visa, so that's why he had to actually extend his visa. So then Prabhupada went himself, but alone, to New York. Just took his things with him and went to New York. And somehow Prabhupada had already met an acquaintance, or got the address of this acquaintance of this Mr. Mishra, who was teaching yoga. And Srila Prabhupada was living with him. And Mr. Mishra was teaching yoga, Prabhupada. He really didn't have any field to do anything. So after some while, Prabhupada rented his own place, which was a very little room. It was actually a closet in an apartment building. It had no windows. It was about 2.5 meters wide and not as long as this. And that's where Prabhupada lived. He slept there. And then to cook and to eat. To cook and to bathe, he went over to Mr. Mishra's.
Well,
he didn't even have a window. And from there, Prabhupada would go to the bookshops. Well, Prabhupada did two things, amongst other things. First thing is that Prabhupada had 200 sets of Bhagavatams. First canto in 3 volumes. And that's what Prabhupada lived from. He would take those books, he would take them into bookshops. He would leave them there on consignment. And then he would go back and visit to see if any were sold. And that was it. That was Prabhupada's income. And of course, it wasn't necessarily the most effective way of selling books. But that's whatever Prabhupada got, and he lived from that. And the other thing was that Srila Prabhupada, he studied American people and American culture. If you can call it culture. But he studied it anyway. And Prabhupada would walk on the streets. He would talk to people. he would get on the subway.
Se ducea în metrou.
And he would get on at one end and would travel to the other end, and then he would go back and back, and he would just sit there and watch the people.
Și se ducea să urca la un moment dat și mergea până la capăt și înapoi și din nou înapoi și tot privea oamenii.
He wanted to see how did they behave, what did they talk about.
A vrut să vadă cum se comportă ei, ce vorbesc.
So Srila Prabhupada was he was strategizing. He wasn't just coming and just blindly telling people about what he thought. He was trying to understand where they were at so that he would be able to preach accordingly.
Srila Prabhupada își făcea o strategie. El vrea să vadă cum sunt oamenii, în ce poziție se află ei, ca să poată să le vorbească în mod eficient.
Because obviously Prabhupada was coming from a completely different background.
Srila Prabhupada venea dintr-un fundal complet diferit.
And and aside from that, Srila Prabhupada, there is Mr. Mishra, who you could say was a friend. He was certainly very supportive and helpful. But interestingly enough, he was a Mayavadi. Now we say in Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatsutesatai, this was what Srila Prabhupada had come to uproot in the world, which is Mayavada philosophy. And here was Prabhupada at the mercy of a Mayavadi. This eating, this bathing, even actually financial support when he didn't have it came from Mr. Mishra, Dr. Mishra.
Locul în care se îmbăia, locul în care mânca, chiar și suport financiar când el putea nu se descurca, venea de la acest Dr. Mishra.
And although Prabhupada was in one sense dependent on Dr. Mishra, he spoke his mind.
Deși el era dependent de Dr. Mishra, el și-a vorbit ce era în mintea sa.
So often when Dr. Mishra would give his lectures, then he would have to say, all right, Swamiji will now say something. And then Prabhupada would say, no, what he's saying is wrong. Even though it may have meant his livelihood, but Prabhupada spoke up. He said, no, it's not the absolute truth is not impersonal, it's personal.
It's a person,
it's Krishna. And until it came to the stage where Dr. Mishra said, Swamiji, I'm sorry, I can't ask you to speak anymore. And although Prabhupada didn't speak in public, he still kept preaching to Dr. Mishra's followers or disciples.
Deși nu mai vorbea în public, Srila Prabhupada a continuat să le vorbească discipolilor acestui Dr. Mishra.
So when Dr. Mishra took Prabhupada to, he had this little country place as well.
La un moment dat, Dr. Mishra avea un loc la țară unde mai se ducea și l-a dus pe Prabhupada acolo.
And some of Dr. Mishra's followers came to Prabhupada to ask him some questions.
Câțiva urmași acestui Dr. Mishra a venit la Prabhupada să pună câteva întrebări.
And Prabhupada continued to tell him, no, what he's saying is wrong, it's not like that. And Prabhupada started to give lectures in that little room. So although it was not really a place to bring anyone to, it was just a closet. You don't usually bring people într-un clasă.
Era o cămară, era un loc în care se aduce oameni, totuși.
You know, often they have these broom closets, is what it's called, in, on every floor, where they keep the mops and the brooms and the things. That's what Prabhupada was living in.
Au o cămară la fiecare etaj în care țin lucrurile pentru, utilajele pentru curățenie.
And of course, from there, within a period of 12 years, Krishna consciousness movement spread all over the world.
De acolo, din acea cămară, în timp de 12 ani, conștiința de Krishna s-a răspândit în întreaga lume.